You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
So talk to people. I mean, I totally believe that God is pricking the consciences of many people who are kind of in this same milieu, but are not on board with the castration of children.
Amen.
I mean, what decent person is, whether you tilt right or tilt left politically, I mean, nobody wants to see a child harmed if you're halfway decent. I mean, it's just only the people who are believing in this and with the kind of cult-like religious fervor that you sometimes see. The vast majority of the American public does not support this. And in fact, even Democratic polling data showed in the aftermath of the election last fall that the top reason why in swing states, why voters opted for President Trump as opposed to Kamala Harris, because of Kamala Harris' support for the trans stuff, by 28 points, a whopping 28 points in the swing states. That was the top, where the largest margin of difference was.
Well, that's a big deal. You understand that if the wicked one has really used this as a wedge, because what they do is they plant the seed that Christians are really not loving and kind. Well, let me explain this, because I was responding to something major on Facebook this morning. I'll repost it maybe on some of my sites. But it's not that anybody who's a real Christian does not hate homosexuality, but we hate the sin, not the sinner. In other words, Jesus hates the adulterer, hates the sin of adultery, but not the adulterer. He hates the stealing, but not the bank robber. He doesn't hate the bank robber, but the fact that they're doing the sin. So, and that's important, but I will not give up the fact that I don't like my sin and I don't like your sin. I hate my sin, and I in turn will hate your sin. But I'm absolutely committed to loving. I mean, there's a lot of very tender-hearted people, and I don't know why they make these choices. I don't know what causes this, and that's to be debated. But nonetheless, sin is sin. It's biblical sin. And, mayhem cannot prevail. I mean, all our laws are based on a moral decision. You just like we the people, you know, when we decided that, no, you can't have slavery. You know, all men are created equal. They are endowed by their certain creator with certain inalienable rights, among these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's why these men were protesting in Memphis, you know, saying, I'm a man. Can you imagine not being considered a man because you have more tan on your skin? Yeah. I mean, if you think about it from the outside, it's really quite moronic. It's quite stupid judging people by the color of their skin. I mean, it just blows my mind, you know, what goes on. And anyway, I know you have to break away. I'm going to ask Pastor John to stick around. So we can fill up the hour for WCNO. But I do want to ask you this. What's the name of your newspaper? How do they subscribe to it? I'd like to subscribe to it. Also, what's the name of your podcast? Remember, so some people are not seeing this as we are going live today. They're going to be hearing it on radio. And so if you could repeat a couple of times, you know, all about what your products.
Sure. And thanks again for having me, Rhett. ChristianPost.com. If you go there, you'll see it'll be right there. You could just subscribe. You'll get it to your inbox. The documentary podcast, which you will also see on our main page, is called Generation Indoctrination. And the landing page for the Christian Post for that podcast is GenerationIndoctrination.com. And again, you can get that on Apple iTunes and Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. I would also point everyone to, if you're interested in seeing what transgender ideology does to families, which is kind of the untold story, how this rips apart relationships with parents and their children. There's a very moving documentary I was honored to be a part of. The filmmaker is not even a religious person, but it profiles three parents who had their lives upended by this. You can go to deadnamedocumentary.com.
Dead name, D-E-A-D.
Namedocumentary.com. And that's also now available on Amazon Prime and Roku, Apple TV, all those other platforms. But that'll give you sort of an intimate portrait glimpse into the lives of families that have been shattered and shredded by this demonic ideology. That's very much worth your time. It's about 50 minutes. It's very moving.
Also, we have a little local connection to you. I met you up here in Vermont, and you're also a classical pianist, exceptionally gifted. But you also happen to know a friend of mine yesterday. Yeah. I've known her since she was a young lady. She now has five children, and she was in town running for a school board a few years back. And then she started an organization called,
Moms for Liberty, yeah.
Yeah, Mothers for Liberty.
Moms for Liberty, yeah.
Moms for Liberty. And now has just been exalted to a higher position working with the Heritage Organization. How is it that you know Tiffany Justice yourself?
Yeah, I met her a couple of years ago. She's been a co-belligerent in this fight against gender ideology.
A co-belligerent?
We've been fighters in the trenches against... Yeah. I think she's been doing some really crucial work getting this stuff out of schools, which are really ground zero for this. She's the recent Supreme Court case I know she was involved in with the Maryland parents who are fighting against this filth in the schools here in Montgomery County, Maryland, where I'm just the county over, where the parents objected to being their children being subjected to drag and filthy content at ages 3 and 4, and they couldn't opt out of it. They won at the Supreme Court just last month. So she's been doing some great work, and I met her a couple years ago at Heritage before she was elevated to that position. But she's been a fighter in the trenches against the gender scourge, and I've met a lot of really great, interesting people in these last couple years as we've been fighting the good fight.
Yeah, Tiffany, I knew from the first time I knew her dad. Her dad used to actually own the buildings we broadcast out of, and he passed away. He was a car dealership owner and did very well with his AOL, became abundantly wealthy, but a very nice man, very intelligent. And then Tiffany came along as a young lady. I immediately knew. I said, wow, this she is really exceedingly bright. And then when she went into the Moms for Liberty, I said, well, I hope she's ready for this ride, because I think she's just going to do nothing but I don't know, maybe she'll run for the presidency one day. I mean, she's really quite brilliant. I hope that I hope she's ready for this ride, because it's going to be, but we need her.
She loves D.C. So anybody who's, I think she'll do well. She will do well.
Now, I want to mention one other thing. The Hobby Lobby, we like to do our business with Hobby Lobby. They're not a sponsor, but I'd like them to be. But because that family, who's totally Christian, they built a museum in Washington, D.C., dedicated to the Bible. Have you been there?
I have been. It's quite an impressive facility. I really like it over there. It's really great.
So maybe, maybe Pastor John and I will end up getting a group together and going up there, but I hope that you would participate with us, and we might, you might meet the group face-to-face when we come up to Washington.
Be great.
Wonderful. Listen, God bless you and be with you, make his face to shine upon you. You need spiritual protection, so I hope people listening to this will pray fervently for you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I know you're an academic. So some of the things, I'm having to catch up slowly, but hopefully we'll do some more interviews in the future, and I can catch up with you on this. All right. Pastor John, anything you want to say to him? You and I are going to take over, but anything you want to say finally to this gentleman?
Brandon, great work again. And please tell your colleagues at the Christian Post, we're really grateful for the hard work they're doing. Keep up the good work, and we'll continue to promote the Christian Post.
Well, it's nice to be on the air with a fellow Anglican. I got confirmed in the Anglican Church in 2010, and so I now call myself an Anglicostal or Charismanglican, so I'm sort of in this – it sounds like we're in a similar stream.
Absolutely. Well,
you know what's amazing is that Pastor John and I have known each other 24 years, but I never got that close to him before, because I kind of thought he was an Anglican and probably, you know what I mean. And all of a sudden now they're having a healing service on Thursdays at 11 o'clock. Yeah. And even my wife went in there with a back problem, and this enormous heat came over her back and healed her back. These things are happening. So when you say, what did you call Anglican Costal?
Anglicostal. It's just kind of a fun little word. So
Anglicostal. I like that very much. Well, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
There's a wave coming, baby.
Right.
All right. Well, you have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye, Brandon.
And John, you and I will continue, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. So how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling me in.
Yeah, what do you think of that Anglo-Costal? I think that's brilliant that he said that, because there seems to be a move, and obviously it's not limited to you and your local church in Vero Beach, Florida. By the way, what's the name of your church in Vero Beach?
St. Paul's.
And you're located on the beach. Explain where you're located.
999 Flame Vine Lane. And somehow the Lord pointed it out that it would rhyme, so we're very grateful for that.
Yeah.
999 Flame Vine.
So what do you think about this? I'm sure you find this whole thing, the word, as Doolin Dalton so aptly stated, disturbing.
Yeah. No, it's deeply disturbing. And I mean, evil is disturbing. And by definition, it's just awful. And so you're trying to make sense of it. And obviously, there's so much publicity or media out there saying that, oh, this is conspiracy theory and everything else, that you want to, as best you can, to look at the facts. And the problem is, there's a whole group of people out there who are so committed to not allowing the facts get out. So anyway, the bottom line is, yes, I believe this is happening. I'm very grateful for Brandon and others at the Christian Post who were doing the shoe leather work, as he says, to bring out the facts. We need the facts, the truth. Will set you free, the Lord says. That we need the truth, as difficult and as painful as it is, we need the truth to come out.
You know, and I do want to say this, that I thank God that I was born heterosexual. I thank God that I don't have a penchant for these things. So I do not want anybody to think that I think that I am somehow superior. And if you are caught in the throes of a sin, I do not think I'm any better than you. I think it's important for people to know that, you know, because people are caught up in this stuff, and who knows about this demonic activity. I'm really amazed of these lesbians that are coming forward now, particularly, I think, older lesbians saying, look, this is the lifestyle we've chosen. And maybe it's because they're just whatever the situation is, why they're attracted or they want to live their lives with another woman. But they're coming forward and saying, hey, we don't want children being abused like this, mm-hmm. Whether it's physiologically being altered or psychologically being raped by these pedophiles, you know?
Absolutely. No, I mean, all of us are all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Each and every one of us is prone or susceptible to sin of one kind or another.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care, with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.